Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and I'm delighted to be joined by Renu Navalli, Senior Director of Network and Cloud Industry Enabling at Intel. Welcome. How's it going?
Growing great, Allison. Thank you for having me on Chip Chat.
So you have a new title. Can you tell us a little bit about your new role?
Sure. So as part of the Network Industry Enabling Organization, it's part of Network Platforms Group. And what my organization is focused on is driving marketing and strategic market development across our top-tier customers, communication service providers, our next wave ecosystem and communication service providers, as well as domain specific industry marketing.
Now, Mobile World Congress is always a great time to get the zeitgeist of where the industry is with network transformation. And I wanted to talk to you today about some of the things that we've observed in the Chip Chat chairs this week. First of all, where do you think we are from a standpoint of transforming networks to software-defined virtual-based infrastructure? And how has that progressed compared to what expectations were from the industry?
So we're in the midst of, you know, network transformation using network function virtualization and software-defined networking. If you had asked us about 3 years ago, we would have thought more than half of the network would have been transformed by now. But it is going a little bit slower than we realize because of several different types of challenges that the operators face. The network is not conducive to pushing a switch and transforming it overnight. There are operational challenges, CapEx challenges, standards, a variety of different integration challenges that they have. But that said, the transformation process is now being accelerated with the advent of 5G. So we will see large-scale deployments starting to happen for 5G by 2020, which means the network needs to transform as quickly as possible to become programmable, intelligent, scalable, and agile so that it can deliver upon the promise of 5G use cases.
A lot of folks are saying 5G really starts today with that transformation, and that goes from core to edge in terms of the network infrastructure that needs to be deployed. Why is this so critical, and why are the ties between the network infrastructure and the 5G capability so tied?
So we like to say 5G is now. The now part comes from the fact that we need to get the network ready for 5G. When 5G comes about in 2020, if the network is not intelligent, programmable, scalable, and transformed, it will not be capable of handling, you know, the 5G workloads and use cases. So we need to accelerate the process of network transformation. What we're seeing is also the transformation of the edge, or what we call the rise of the edge computing. The edge is one of the first instantiations of this 5G network. That is where there is performance and compute, in addition to power and space constraints, taking place along the edge so that it can deliver upon 5G use cases at a lower latency, higher bandwidth, higher performance along the edge. It's one of the first visible instantiations of 5G and network transformation coming together.
It almost sounds like we're taking cloud workloads and driving them outside the data center and permeating them where they need to run in terms of the types of use cases and the types of experiences that are being driven by people and things.
It is taking cloud technologies, cloud computing, cloud capabilities, cloud economics as well, and distributing that across the network to the far edge. So originally, the edge used to be between the core of the network and the access of the network. So this was a traditional, almost telco way of defining the edge. With the rise of edge computing now, we started to realize that different parts of the industry started to define edge or look at edge very differently. This was almost as if the industry was touching different parts of the elephant. So every part that they touched was the edge. So there's the cloud edge, which is the edge between the cloud data center and the core of the network. There's the traditional edge, which is between the core and the access of the network. And then between the access and the devices is what we call the device edge or the far edge. So there's so many different pieces of the edge. Now, how we have started to define it as it's everything from the core of the network to the device edge. Mm-hmm. So this includes the access. It includes what we call the central office, which was the traditional telco edge. It includes the regional central office and metro and the local central offices, all the way up to the core of the network. Now, even the lines between the core of the network and the edge are getting blurred because of this concept of distributing compute and intelligence across the network. So many of the core functions are also getting distributed across the network.
When you take that definition, you also have to keep in mind the fact that workload placement is changing dynamically as we see the edge evolve. So tell me about how folks are looking at where different workloads should run, mm-hmm. and what makes that determination?
There are actually a number of different factors that can determine where workloads get placed in the network. One of the most important ones is actually latency and the corresponding total cost of ownership. Now, as you go closer to the far edge, obviously latency reduces, but your total cost of ownership also increases because you have more edge compute centers that you're maintaining at the far edge. So most of the service providers tend to balance between the latency requirements for various workloads and the TCO that they are willing to operate under for those specific workloads. So the service providers are actually going through a process of workload characterization or benchmarking where they're trying to determine if they place a workload, for example, at the regional central office, what kind of round-trip latency do they get? Mm-hmm. And is that sufficient for certain types of workloads? If they place it at what we call the multi-access edge compute, you know, these are closer to the far edge, what types of round-trip latencies will they get, and for what type of workloads do they need to locate at the far edge? So there's a lot of that type of analysis going on. So you'll see different types of workloads being located at different parts of the edge.
Some of these edge environments are a little bit more constrained in terms of the types of technology that can be deployed. What are we doing in terms of underlying infrastructure innovation to address this rising need?
So the one thing where Intel is helping drive the industry or working closely with the industry is around what is the common platform infrastructure that is scalable, hardware and software, that is scalable from the far edge right up to the data center. Mm-hmm. What are some of the key technology elements that we'd want to use? And we have various technology assets that are scalable. We have the Intel Xeon scalable processors that is supremely applicable for our cloud and data center as well as our core networks. But we also have the Xeon Ds that are versions of the Xeon Scalable that we've kind of scaled down towards the edge of the network. The newly launched Xeon D2100 that is extremely applicable for our edge compute centers. So taking the assets that we have, our processors and chipsets, as well as our software ingredients, one of the first things that we're focusing on is what is the common infrastructure from the far edge to the cloud data centers. We can't do anything related to the edge alone. There has to be industry ecosystem partnerships that work closely together to understand how we deploy and go to market with the edge. The reason being, there are multiple aspects of deploying the edge. There's the platform configuration, which has, you know, our technologies, but also software and operating system and other ingredients from the ecosystem. Then we also need to understand how do we open that up for new services to be deployed, in which case we need to work with various vertical enterprises, retail, agriculture, health, automotive, banking and financial industries. We have to work with all these different vertical industries to understand how they want to deploy their services at the edge. Mm-hmm. How do we deploy cloud gaming, cloud AR, VR, immersive media use cases at the edge and drive drive new experiences for the consumer. And again, that requires a gaming ecosystem, new software and services, possibly even a change in how, you know, the ecosystem uses or participates in gaming and AR, VR experiences. It's going to take an entire industry ecosystem to deliver upon the promise of Edge and 5G.
Well, Renu, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I always learn something when you come on the show. Please come back soon. One final question for you. If folks want to keep talking to you and learn more about what your organization is doing to create this great technology innovation, where can they keep in touch with you?
So networkbuilders.intel.com. We have a lot of exciting real-time dynamic updates continually going on the website. In addition, if they want to follow me or keep in touch with me, my Twitter handle is at Renu Navale.
Thank you so much for being on today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you, Allison.